My name is John Von Deser. I'm the President of the Human Rights and Equal Opportunity Commission, and Graham Innes sitting beside me is the Human Rights Commissioner. May I begin tonight by just acknowledging that we are on the traditional lands of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation, and can I say how grateful we are to all of you coming along tonight to what is the first public forum relating to the National Inquiry into Discrimination Against People in Same-Sex Relationships, or as we are calling it, the Same-Sex, Same Entitlements Inquiry. I think most of you would know only too well what the inquiry is about. It's about equal rights for gay and lesbian couples trying to access financial entitlements and work benefits that heterosexual people take for granted. The right to non-discrimination and the right to equality before the law are two most fundamental principles of human rights law. Yet there are, as you know, a raft of laws in Australia that clearly deny certain rights to gay and lesbian couples. Our goal is to identify those discriminatory laws, particularly the federal ones, to explain, ultimately in a report, the impact which those laws have on real people, and to recommend changes or options for change which will have the effect of removing the discrimination which is so obviously there. Tonight's forum follows a day where we have heard oral submissions from a number of organisations and some individuals who made written submissions. In the course of the submissions we received from the organisations in particular, we heard information about, I think, virtually all the laws that we identified in the background paper as laws that seemed to us to be discriminatory. And those were mainly federal laws, but we also heard quite a bit about laws and law reform in New South Wales. What we now are very keen to hear from you tonight is how those laws on sort of superannuation, taxation, Medicare, veterans entitlements, workers' compensation, or anything else that has a financial or work burden on you actually affect you in your real lives. It's the personal stories about the effect of these laws that I think are more likely to cause politicians and members of the public to stand back and realise the way in which hardship it results from them and be motivated to do something about really changing them. If you've already written to us by way of a submission, you're more than welcome to talk about that submission further, although I can't guarantee that we'll necessarily have a hard copy of it available to us here tonight. So if you are wanting to enlarge upon a submission, I would ask you just to briefly summarise what you've already said. But you should feel free to speak about your own personal situation or experiences, even if you haven't made a submission. As we have emphasised in the literature, the inquiry is really about financial burdens and disabilities in the workplace that we are concentrating on. That's not to say that we are not also conscious of the debate that is going on in the community about civil union and marriage. We want to focus on the financial and work-related disabilities primarily tonight, many of the submissions that we have received do talk about relationship recognition, and indeed varieties of ways in which that could happen were discussed today earlier in the earlier session. I want to reassure you that the Commission fully understands the importance of the recognition issue, and we understand that to many of you the right to have your relationship recognised is a question of fundamental dignity and equality. And we have no intention of minimising the importance of that, and ultimately when we come to report we will have to address recognition as one of the remedies that could be available, and the different ways in which that could be achieved would obviously have to be canvassed. But what we are keen to do is to make sure that the general public and the government also focus on the other areas where equality and dignity is denied. And the government has already expressed some views, as you know, about marriage recognition. And it may be that that's not something that we'd easily persuade the government to change their mind about. But we are hopeful that if we concentrate on some of the more direct financial discriminations and workplace discriminations, there is, we hope, a real probability that action would be taken to change the situation. And indeed, the Prime Minister has said that he is prepared to look at those sorts of discriminations. So it's very important that we go through this process, not only of identifying them, but giving information as to the way in which those disabilities are affecting ordinary people in their day-to-day lives. So we're interested to hear tonight primarily about the daily financial decisions that every couple make, whether they are gay and straight. It's very hard to make people focus on financial topics. And let's face it, most people don't get terribly excited about talking about tax or superannuation or Medicare. But when you actually get down to an individual case where those things are having direct effects on people and are causing people to make hard decisions, such as foregoing health cover or perhaps foregoing the opportunity to buy a house simply because they're not getting rebates and other advantages that they would get if they were in a heterosexual relationship, it becomes a matter of very immediate importance to people. So, and those are very compelling arguments for changing the law. We certainly will not ask anyone to desist from talking about civil union, marriage or other forms of recognition, but I did want to explain to you that that is not tonight our primary focus. Now, there are some housekeeping matters, if I can just deal with those, and then I'll finish by asking three people who we have invited to make personal stories to us tonight, or give personal stories to us, to speak just to get the ball rolling. And those people are Louise Jardim, who's the chair of the Human Rights Committee of the New South Wales Young Lawyers, and Vicky Harding, who's a project manager in Learn to Include, and Edward Young, who is an ardent advocate of rights of same-sex couples, who is very notable by reason of in particular a case that he took to the United Nations Human Rights Committee. So they will get the ball rolling, but just let me deal with the housekeeping matters first. We have to finish by 8:30 if we can. There are some difficulties with security in the building and the like, but let me assure you, if you want to go earlier, the lift will take you down to the ground floor and you can get out. You're not locked in, but we do have a time limit on us. If you wish to speak tonight, please raise your hand and one of the Commission staff will come to you with a roving microphone in a minute. There are some refreshments if you're hungry. We've got a lot of people in the room and I expect quite a number of people wish to speak, so we will ask those of you who are going to speak from the general audience to try and keep your comments within about 5 minutes. If someone gets terribly enthusiastic and goes for much longer than that, we may have to ask you to wind up and let someone else have an opportunity to speak also. It would be helpful to us if you were to identify who you are when you speak, but please be aware that there are media in the room, and if any of you would rather not identify yourselves, please just say so to the Commission staff member who will have the roving microphone, and you can just speak without identifying yourself. We are recording what is said tonight, but if you indicate that you don't wish to be identified, we will simply switch off our recording process for the duration of your particular contribution. In due course, we would like to put as many of these stories as we can as audio files on our website. But as I've said, if you don't want that to happen, it won't happen. We have given some guidelines to journalists, asking them and pointing out to them that they are not to identify people that do not want to be identified. We will be taking some notes during the evening, and de-identified summaries of contributions will be put up on the website, but I can assure you there will be no names used in that document, even if you do identify yourself on the way through. If we run out of time and there are people that still want to make a contribution, which may happen, there are some feedback forms available, and certainly more than happy to receive any written contributions and maybe even make arrangements to see you at another time to receive whatever it is that you would like to contribute to us. And can I thank you all again for coming along. The stories that we're going to hear tonight, I'm sure, are going to be moving, and they are very valuable to us. And we appreciate that you are putting yourselves through a bit of an exercise to come and tell these stories, and we do appreciate it.